United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. United Healthcare Provider Portal users can now receive real-time assistance through our on-demand chat when signing in at uhcprovider.com. Our chat advocates are there to support with claims, benefits, authorizations, and more. Look for the chat button and start chatting today. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar en español, diga español o abra menús.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional. In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Claims.
Sure. What type of claim are you calling about?
Medical.
And what is the member ID? I heard 7402872501. Is that correct? What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service? Okay, what is your NPI? Thanks. I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. I don't see any claims around that date. United Healthcare Provider Portal users can submit claims, view full claim summaries, and more on the provider portal at uhcprovider.com. Sign in with your One Healthcare ID and navigate to the claims page for details. Once signed in, if you need any assistance, our online chat advocates are available to assist. Would you like me to repeat that? I didn't hear you. Would you like me to repeat that?
Representative.
Now you can say, check another claim or main menu. I didn't hear you. You can say, check another claim or main menu.
Representative.
Please hold while your call is being transferred. Would you be willing to take a survey at the end of this call?
Yes.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers. We appreciate your patience. An agent will be with you shortly.
Provider Services, this is Jamie, C for Charlie. May I please have your name?
Hello, good morning. My name is Clara. Last name is Cindy. Is in Delta calling from Provider's Office. Looking for a claim denial. Can you please spell your name for me?
Sure. My name is Jamie. That's J-A-M for Mary, I-E. Last name initial is C for Charlie.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you as well. And Clara, just for verification, what's the provider name and the address?
The provider name is North Shore Hematology Oncology Associate, and the address is 1500 Route 112, Port Jefferson Station, New York 11776.
Hold on, give me 1 second. Can you confirm the NPI for the provider?
Yeah. It's 1396794574.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, let me try again. Okay, and what is our member's name?
Steven Tyson.
Okay, got it. Moment. All right, I was able to locate the member details. Let me just load up the member account so we can check the claim.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. And for future reference, ma'am, just a good to know info. You may also use our click the chat option on the website so you can chat with live advocates in cases you cannot give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have the member details. What is the claim number that we're looking for?
FC66603411.
03411, okay. Thank you. One moment. Okay. All right, I'm just loading up the claim in here. And do you have a specific question on the claim?
Yeah, actually you guys denied the CPT code E9587 stating these services are not included when performed within the global period of another service. As per UHC radiopharmaceutical contrast media policy, this code when billed with the contrast material like 78815, this should be payable. And for that, we have also submitted a reconsideration and appeal through the provider portal, which has got a fail.
Oh, okay.
Can you please check?
Let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, can you please check what is the FL reasoning?
Sure. Let me just double check first the... I can see that we have received a reconsideration of 619.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wow, okay. So as per them, I was able to see here the PIQ. The PIQ is going to be for reconsideration, and it was reviewed on June 20, the following day when we received it. And as per them, as per the notations from the claim processors, claim upheld for review, invoice for radiopharmaceutical would be needed. CES recommendation did not change, so no adjustment is required. As per here, they are requiring invoice for radiopharmaceutical. Hold on, let me see if anything is... Ah, no, they already reviewed the medical records and then they reopened the claim. No, let's see. Okay, they reopened the claim, but the code is still being denied. Here's what I'm going to do, Clara. I'll go ahead and send this claim back for manual review of the CPT code A9587.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that on the reconsideration that we received, it was upheld because they reopened. I'm sorry, not upheld, but overturned because... they reopened the claim and reprocessed it, allowing the 78815, but denying the A9587. So I'm going to send the claim back to get manual, to get additional details and to request for manual processing of that claim, okay? Of that folder. Let me just go to the PIQ again. I'm just going to be needing to properly document the request, and then I'll include all the reconsideration tickets I found here, okay? And then later on, I'll give you our ticket number.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. I'm just going to... Well, I'm just going to go ahead and proceed with the notes. If you happen to have, a question, feel free to get my attention. I'll just be right here, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. One moment. Okay, I'm almost done. Sorry for the delay. A moment. Okay. Hi, Clara. Thank you for your patience. I was able to send this claim back now for manual review and reprocessing request for the code 89587. For this one, just kindly allow the claim processors at least 12 calendar days to complete the review and the adjustment. And I have a ticket number here for the request. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Ticket number for the send back is 115-083-930.
115-083-930, is it right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And the call reference number?
For the reference number, I'm just generating it from now on.
Okay.
Thank you. But aside from the claim, I just wanted to also check, Lara, any other past or present concern I can assist you with that I have in the mind?
No, I'm done for today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And reference number for our call today is 115-083-917.
Okay, it's 115-083-917. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're most welcome, and I hope you're satisfied with UHC and the way I assisted today, Clara. And you have a good one. Happy weekend.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.